Eighth graders in Juneau had a day at the theater this month to watch Devilfish, a play that tells the story of a young Tlingit girl struggling with grief and new responsibility. After the performances, cast and crew visited middle schools to answer questions and share a few tricks of the trade. KTOO's Zoe Gruskin has more.
Aaron Tripp, star of Devilfish, is standing in the cafeteria of Juneau's Floyd Dryden Middle School. In front of her, eighth graders are squeezed together at lunch tables, watching Tripp cradle an invisible basket.
Okay, so your berry basket's in your left hand, right here. This is your basket. And so you're going to pick a berry on your left, right here. Put it in your basket. Pick one on your right. Put it in your basket. Say thank you to the berries. With your hand.
Tripp is teaching the students a berry-picking dance from the play, which they all watched a couple days before. In the show, when we first meet Tripp's character, Antena 2, she's about their age. Playwright Vera Starbird didn't write Devilfish with middle schoolers in mind, but she told the students,
"By far, the middle school classes were the favorite crowd. Thank you guys so much, not only for coming, but for being an awesome audience. When you react to things in your energy, really affects how the actors are in the play."
Ann Starbird realized, it makes sense. The play is about a young woman coming of age. She fights with her mother. She has a complicated love life. That came up a lot during the question and answer session in the Floyd Dryden cafeteria.
Does she like him or him?
I love both of them, okay? That's what it is. It's a love triangle.
Antena 2 is also dealing with immense grief. As the play opens, she's just lost her entire village to the mysterious and possibly monstrous Devilfish. Starbird, who is Tlingit and Dainina, drew inspiration from stories she heard growing up from her parents and elders. Her story of Antena 2 first took form as a book she wrote more than 10 years ago. Later, she adapted it into this play, which had its world premiere this fall at Juno's Perseverance Theater. Juno 8th graders got to see the show and meet some of its stars and creators through a program that connects students to artists in the community. Stephen Blanchett, Art Education Director at the Juno Arts and Humanities Council, helps coordinate the program.
I have seen firsthand the impact that it makes in community, creating new dancers, creating new singers, creating mask makers, creating drummers. I mean, those type of things that when you see that happen in a place, it's huge.
The hope, of course, is that students will be inspired by the work they see, maybe even want to make some art themselves. But Starbird says the inspiration goes both ways.
The way they reacted just made me so excited. This has me, like, really thinking about I need to do a show just for kids.
Starbird will write three more plays for Perseverance Theater over the next 3 years. One of them, she says, just might be a children's play.
All right. Are you guys ready? All right. Gook! Ahe-hi-ia, ahe-hi-ia,
gunashishaya-abuha. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.